You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers with Jared Haben. I don't know if that's the official title or not, but that's what we're going with right now. Thank you so much for tuning in once again into another week of me, myself, and I. You know, this podcast has been, I don't know how many episodes this is, four, five? I don't know, I'm starting to lose track of just everything in my life. That's what happens when you have kids. You just, everything becomes one big blur, which is a good and a bad thing. Means you're busy. I'm very busy. Things are going well. Valentine's Day just passed. Ashley and I didn't go on a date yet. We're planning on doing that this weekend. It's so much different when you have kids. And plus Audrey's, I was working on Valentine's Day. We did this Valentine's Day little cute dinner. We had about 10 to 12 reservations and we had some walk-ins too that sat at the bar and had some drinks and, it was nice. We kind of turned it into a little bit of a restaurant for a minute and did some table service and candlelight dinner, and I was cooking in the back, and I made a salmon dish, a chicken dish, and a baked pasta dish. It was quite delicious, if you ask me, which nobody's asking me. I'm just telling you because I'm talking to myself here. But it was really nice, so Ashley and I have not had a Valentine's Day date yet. We haven't gone on a date in a while, though, which is not good. It's something we really need to start doing more of. It's just, you know, time goes by just so fast. You don't have time to schedule dates. Like before you know it, it's like, wait, when's the last time we went on a date? 4 months? 4 months? Also, Ashley being pregnant doesn't help. You know, she's not feeling well, lethargic. I'm working a lot. So whenever we have time, we just kind of want to just not do anything. And that's what we do. You know, come home, watch TV, chill out, hang with Dawson. So there's never like a moment where we're like, okay, we need to, you know, have a night, we're going to get a babysitter, we're going to go out to dinner, but we really need to do that because we just, you know, full transparency, it's like we don't even feel like a couple. Well, we feel like a married couple, obviously, but we don't feel like a romantic couple. And there's a lot of factors. Having Dawson and her being pregnant and Audrey's, it just being so cold outside. So there's a lot of factors as to why it's just like, oh, let's just not do anything, let's stay in. And I'm sure there's a lot of couples going through that right now. It's just a horrible time of the year too, February. God, what a piece of crap time of year, especially in the Northeast. Listen, obviously, if you're down south listening to this, you have pretty nice weather. But up here, which the majority of the country has to go through, you know, you're just waiting for the weather to turn. And it's not too much longer, but it's just like grinding through January, grinding through February, and even March. I'm sorry. March sucks. There's nothing to look forward to in March. Like, I guess sometimes the weather starts breaking a little bit, but I don't know. I just feel like March the past couple of years has still been kind of cold and just rainy. And so it's just like, ugh, it's I don't know. It's not my favorite. Hopefully I'm wrong. And hopefully like March is like 50 degrees outside and sunny and good times. Good times. We'll see. Anyway, you guys didn't tune into this podcast to listen to the weather, or maybe you did because you're listening to me right now, which I still can't believe. Thank you again. Hopefully you guys listened to this past week's episode of Suckers. I wonder what let me know what you think about that title too, Suckers. Just DM us, you know, comment on our Instagram. It's been growing a little bit, which is great. Our PR team's doing an incredible job with the social media. So shout out to iHeart for that. And it's been fun. And I hope you guys have been enjoying these podcasts, listening to Kaylin's Pop Culture, which I'm sure she's talked a decent amount about Bachelor because that's been dominating the news. The ratings are doing really well, which is incredible. Everybody seems to really enjoy Joey as the Bachelor. It's the first time I feel like people have liked the Bachelor. No offense to Clayton and Zach. I'm a very likable gentleman. But just, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, not that captivating. And it feels like Joey's season's captivating. Everybody's behind. Ratings are doing well. There's more engagement on social media. Feels good. Feels good. So that's great. They just announced they're going to do another season of The Golden Bachelorette. Very exciting. I'm curious who's going to be The Golden Bachelorette. Odds on favorite is Leslie. I'd be stunned. We were talking about this on the Suckers podcast. If they don't choose someone from the Golden Bachelor cast, if they do go from the outside and pick a random like they did with, you know, Gary and, Gary. For the Golden Bachelor, because the Golden Bachelor was such a success that the ratings did so well that you feel like they would want to try to catapult off that and grab someone from that season who is a rootable character and make her the Golden Bachelorette and then give her, you know, brand new guys. But we'll see. I'm glad they're doing it. I hope it does really well because the first season did so well. I really hope this one does well also. Because I'm just rooting for the franchise. Speaking of Bachelor, though, I'd be remiss to not at least speak on Sydney, who a lot of people just do not like. And I feel bad. Sydney is a friend. I haven't seen everything. I'm going to give full disclosure on that. I've seen a decent amount of the drama that Sydney's been involved in with her and Maria. I don't know Maria. I'm sure Maria is very nice as well. I think what sucks, and this is how I felt as soon as Sydney came back, because she's a friend, you know, we talked about like, all right, what happened? And she gave us the lowdown of what happened that was involving her and the drama with her and Maria. And when I first heard it, I felt nervous for her because it sounded like she could be the person who was constantly going to the Bachelor, complaining about another woman. And nobody wants to be that person. Nobody wants to see that person. And that person is not enjoyable to watch. And so I was very nervous for her at that point. But she felt very confident that a lot of the girls in the season did not like Maria. And Maria was the core problem. And Sydney might be right, because after Sydney left, it feels like there is more drama involving Maria. And for some reason, there's a lot of girls that have issues with Maria. And let's be honest, it's probably not a coincidence. There's probably a reason why multiple girls are having problems with Maria. I don't know why, but there's something there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But also, I can criticize Sid, and I you know, what I tell people is just focus on yourself, you know, and try. Definitely don't be the person that goes to the Bachelor complaining about another person, because that's just never going to end well for you. It's kind of like, you know, rule 101. But so I didn't like that, obviously. But I do feel bad for Sid because she's just getting so much hate. And what I can speak upon about Sid, Because obviously I wasn't there, so I don't know the full context of what happened between her and Maria and why Sydney kept on insisting to go to Joey, telling him that Maria is the real problem, which I did not like. Didn't like it at all. I wish I could go there and be like, Sid, just focus on yourself and don't go to Joey about another girl. Nobody wants that. But what I can speak upon on Sydney is her character. I worked with Sydney. She did social media for Audrey's. She's a friend, someone I've spent time with, someone that has been over to our house, has spent time with our son, Dawson, who's been so good to him. You know, Sydney's a good person. She's got a good heart and she works hard and she treats people well. And obviously she went on The Bachelor, got caught up in the drama. I'm sure there's a lot of things that she regrets. Having said that, there's no need for people to say some of the things that have been said towards Sydney, because it just goes too far. Now, of course, there's some lightheartedness that I find funny that I think should all be good. You know, like there was a clip on TikTok or something where people were in the parking lot of Folk. It was like young kids celebrating Sydney got sent home. All right, I find that shit funny. Like, I think that that's funny. I think Sid hopefully got a good laugh at that because they were just partying because Sydney got sent home. I think, you know, because that's kind of lighthearted. It's all fun and games. There is a part of you that is a character. Like, we're part character on this show. We're very real. We're real people. It's real stories. It's real feelings. But it's also a TV show, and there's characters that are created, and like Ashley and I are character on this TV show, and so is Sydney. And so I find it funny that people were celebrating, like drinking in Sydney's parking lot of her store in Rhode Island, like celebrating the fact that I guess she sent home. Because I think, like, if Sydney, she wasn't at the store at the time, so she couldn't have done this, but I thought it would be so funny if she was actually at the store and she went out and like partied with these people, because they would have loved it. You know, and it was shown self-deprecating and it would have been funny and it would have been great. And that's the type of stuff that I think is funny. And totally fair game. But of course, the things that I don't find fair game are some of the messages that Sydney even posted on her Instagram where people are just saying heinous stuff. And it's like, guys, you know, I'm not saying you have to like Sydney, but like, would you ever in your everyday life say some of the things that you're saying to someone's face? Of course not. Of course you wouldn't. So anyway, that's my thoughts on The Bachelor.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We also just had Super Bowl Sunday, which was fun. Man, it's just turned into such a thing. The idea that the Monday after the Super Bowl is not a holiday is just banana land. Absolute craziness. Like, come on, America. Come on, America. I love this country. I think it's the greatest country in the world. But come on. You need to make the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday. And you don't need an excuse to do it. People are like, why can't you just celebrate President's Day, you know, and move it to the Monday after the Super Bowl? You don't even need to do that. There's a lot of people that work hard in this country, that work 5 days a week. And it's just like, you know, you need good things in life. You need good things in life. And the making the Monday a holiday after the Super Bowl is a good thing in life. And we should just do it because you know what? Life is too short. Let's take the day off of work after the Super Bowl because we're all up late. We're all eating. We all feel like crap because I've had 74 wings with all different types of sauces that are now mixed together in my stomach. I've had 7 beers. I haven't moved from the couch. It's late. And now you tell me I got to wake up early? No. Let's just all have the day off. Let's all get together, okay? Republican, Democrats, doesn't matter. And just say, hey, listen, if there's one thing we're going to agree on, it's nobody's going to work the Monday after the Super Bowl because this is a good thing. And that's my rant about that. But it was fun. Got to watch it with Dawson. I feel a little conflicted with doing things with Dawson right now that are meant for adults as well. The reason I say this is a Super Bowl. You know, we went to my friend's house for the Super Bowl and it's tough, right? Because you go like, I want to watch the game. I want to watch the game with Dawson. I want to share this experience, but he could give a rat's ass about the game. He doesn't know what's going on. Like, he just wants to run around. So I find myself running around with him, not paying attention to the game, not bonding with him over the things that I want to bond with him over. Like, it's just things that we do all the time, which is like reading a book or just like throwing the ball or just me chasing him, which is so much fun. But it's also like, bro, it's the Super Bowl. Like, we, you know, this is something like I want to share with you. And not do the things that we do all the time. Anyway, point is, the reason I was thinking about this is because I'm going to a Bruins game, a Boston Bruins game, which I'm excited about. I've actually never been to a Bruins game. It's my first Bruins game ever, which is crazy. But I was thinking, do I bring, you know, I was talking to Ashley about it. And Ashley is not feeling too great right now with pregnancy. She's not really a hockey fan. You know, she was like, I'll go and it'll be fun. We can bring Dawson. And I was like, yeah, do I want that though? And then I felt so terrible because I was like, I want to go so badly to sporting events with my son because that's such a experience for both of us. But am I being selfish by saying I don't want to go with him right now because he's just too young for those type of environments? Like when we went to Disney, I didn't feel like he was too young for Disney because there's so much for him there to do. You know, at a game, the only thing to do is to watch the game. And of course, there's lights and you can walk around, but like, I don't want you 5 minutes in, him to start freaking out and just want to run around the stadium, where it's like, no, we watch the game, buddy. You know, we're going to watch the game together. And there's like so much happening, but he doesn't care. You know, after 10 minutes of watching that, he's over it. He wants Aladdin, you know? So I feel kind of selfish being like, I don't know if I want to take Dawson. In fact, I know I don't want to take Dawson. Not because I don't want to be with my son. I want to be with my son so badly. I want to bring him to Red Sox games. I want to bring him to Bruins games and Patriots and like share that experience. But I want him to know what's going on so I can, you know, talk to him about things. Be like, dude, you see that play? Like, this is what he did. Isn't that crazy? Or like, oh my God, wasn't that a crazy throw? You know, or my God, what a pass. And like, oh, the Bruins won. Like, he has no idea. He's probably going to be scared, honestly. I was also thinking that, like with the loud noise and the lights, he's probably going to freak the hell out. So maybe it's not that selfish. I don't know. Anybody else feel that way, though, where you get this parent guilt? You're like, oh, no, I want to do something without my son, but something I do want to do with my son down the line. So, like, should I feel terrible for not wanting to do it right now, even though I think it's probably the best that I do this and then he just stays home and just like, you know, chills in his room with his toys, which is what he's going to want to do anyway. I don't know. These are all things that pop in my head. I kind of feel like a bad person, but at the same time, should I feel like a bad person? I don't really know. Anyway, what else? Those are my thoughts about taking Dawson to the Bruins games. I know. Compelling stuff, guys. Tell me about it. If you guys have any questions for me about parenting, about fatherhood, or relationships, please DM the Instagram. Let me know. I would love nothing more than to answer them on air because, again, I'm doing this podcast by myself, so I'm really talking to you guys, the listeners, which is fun for me. I hope it's fun for you. It's really just me talking at you. I don't know how much fun that is for you, but I guess you're driving right now or doing something else or just listening to this in the background. So you're voluntarily listening to this. Thank you again for doing so. But if you have any questions for me, you want me to answer on the air or just like thoughts in general, stories, things like that, please DM the Instagram. Please comment on the Instagram. We'll gather them up. We'll talk about them on air. Because at the end of the day, this solo podcast is really just a conversation between me and you. You know, and I'm sure you guys have a lot of kids, you know, a lot of people listening to this have kids. That's the whole point of it, the relatability. So let's talk, let's chat, let's have a good time. And once again, I really appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. You have no idea how much it means to me. Also, please make sure you're listening to Suckers with Dean, Kalen, and myself. I can't believe, I think it's been six years we've been doing that podcast. Holy hell, that's crazy. I can't believe it's lasted this long. It's only lasted this long because of you guys. So make sure you take pride in that. And I can't thank you enough. I'm so grateful for you all. Make sure you guys tune in. Listen next week where hopefully we suck just a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn. burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.